Dictation for Cecily Tillman, C-E-C-I-L-Y, T-I-L-L-M-A-N. Date of birth is 6-7-1990. The date of accident is 10-18-2022. Date of visit is 11-1-2022. The patient is referred from physical therapy, Southfield, for evaluation. The patient reports that she is having multiple symptoms, allegedly as a result of an automobile accident. The chief complaints are that she has pain in the head, as well as neck, right shoulder, and lower back. The patient associates all of these symptoms to an automobile accident that occurred on 10-18-2022. The accident is described as follows: motor vehicular accident. On 10-18-2022, around midday, around 3 or 4 o'clock afternoon during the rush hour, the accident happened on Southfield Road, southbound, around 10 miles. Patient reported that there was a very congested road at around 3 p.m. The car in front of her car moved to the left turning lane, while another car from behind hit her into the rear ended when she slowed down to allow the car in front to move to the left. In the process, she also hit the car in front, and it became a three-car accident. The car in the front, however, left the scene, and the car in the behind did not. The damage was to the bumper, the passenger tire. The car was not completely total. However, the car behind was completely total. The picture looked bad, and she was driving a GMC Acadia, and she was hit by a Buick sedan. She was almost at a zero speed, while the other car from behind was at 45 miles an hour, apparently possibly distracted or maybe on phone. She was wearing a seatbelt. There was no airbag deployment. There was no loss of consciousness and no hit-and-run accident. And the police arrived at the scene. The ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient was taken to the hospital. Patient was not taken to the hospital via ambulance. Patient reported that during this accident, she had a neck whiplash, and she hit her head twice to the steering wheel and then to the headrest. And seatbelt was okay, but it caused some pain in the chest afterward, but there was no bleeding, no laceration, fractures, no other major issues. History of presenting illness: patient reports of headaches, which are located to the front, back, right temple. They are moderately severe and they are infrequent, off and on. In the symptom of TBI, patient alleges the reports that she's suffering from ringing in the ear bilaterally, with forgetfulness, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and spots in the vision. However, she denies any vertigo or dizziness. There is no history of loss of consciousness, seizure, blackout. There is no history of any loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, and no history of any incontinence of the urine, bowel, nausea, vomiting. There is no loss of vision field. The patient has no history of weakness, lightheadedness. She denies any numbness, tingling, or shooting pain to the legs, and no difficulty walking, and no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic, and there is no subtle anesthesia. In regards to the pain issues, patient suffers from, beside headache that are located in the occipital area, 5 or 6, dull headache almost constantly, and it shoots down to the front and affects the teeth even. She also has a pain in the back of the neck as well as lower back. Occasionally there is a radiation of pain. Only 2 times it has happened, so it's not quite common since the accident in the last 15 days. And to the inner part of the leg or medial part of the leg on the right side, from the lower back, affecting the big toe. And then in addition, she also has a spasm of the upper trapezius muscle between the neck and the shoulder. But shoulder, she does not have severe pain. She reports of no weakness of the arm or the leg. She can walk up to half a block easily. And she can sit okay, stand okay, and sleeping is 7 to 8 hours. Regarding the pain, pains are present continuously and are described as throbbing, shooting, cramping, gnawing, punishing, aching, heavy, tender, and tiring. The severity of the pain is 8 to 9. ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 overall. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by lying down and driving and improved by sitting, medications, and therapy. History of past investigation, patient report that she has had a CT scan of the head in the hospital when she went later on after the accident. She visited ER on the Extension Hospital in the Novi when a friend took her to the hospital. She was there for more than 10 hours. A CT of the head was negative and X-ray of the neck was negative. No fractures. However, since then she has had no physical therapy, chiropractor, no medication, no doctor visit. Only home treatment. In the system review and past medical history, patient report that she is suffering from no medical problems as such. All systems are negative. Surgical history, none. Allergies, none. Family history. Patient reports mother is deceased due to the ALS and muscular dystrophy. Father is deceased due to heart attack. Two sisters who are living have no medical problems. Relationship status. Patient is single and lives alone with the kids. Employment status. Patient works on airline Delta. And she is a ticketing agent. And she lifts up to 50 to 70 pounds per day, 50 times per day, and stands all day long. And hence, she is unemployed due to the pain. Legal history. Patient has Howard Weingarten as attorney. Personal history. Patient does not drink, does not smoke, or does not use recreational drugs. In the ADL, patient specifically reports that mood, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 8. General activity and ability to concentrate are affected 7. In addition, patient reports that home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, opening containers, cooking in the kitchen, and reaching into the cabinets, ability to lift dinner plates are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10.